Eric and Kara, I saw a statistic saying something along the line of 15,000 teenagers age out of the foster care system. Now, that's nationally. Mm-hmm. And for many of them, there doesn't seem to be a pathway or a safety net. They're just sort of sometimes on their own. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a really challenging thing to be a teenager in foster care. And then let's say that you don't find that forever family, or you're unable to go back to your original family. Young people will get to the point where they exit the foster care system simply because of their age. And a lot of times it's when they turn 18. And unfortunately, they're often unprepared. They're not ready for what's ahead. Unfortunately, a lot of times they haven't finished high school. Sometimes they haven't worked before. They don't have transportation. They don't have a driver's license. A lot of times they don't have anybody in their life who isn't paid to be in their life. So relationally, they're just isolated. So it's a big challenge, and you just see it lead to really challenging outcomes around homelessness and addiction or incarceration. So it's a really hard way to step into adulthood for these young people.
You are based in Arkansas with Immerse Arkansas, the organization. Now, is the age out situation and similar difficulties pretty much the same in Arkansas as elsewhere?
Yeah, this is a national challenge. And really, if you stop to think about it, it's a global challenge. So you have kids around the world who might grow up in a foster care setting or an orphanage. And this is just a challenge. How do you help these young people step into adulthood well? But yeah, it's a challenge across our country. Potentially what might be unique about Arkansas is there's a really strong collaboration between the state and nonprofits like us, and churches and others who are saying, hey, this is a horrible thing to be a teen in foster care or age out, but how do we make Arkansas a great place to be a teenager in foster care? If a young person has to go through that, how do we make Arkansas a great place to do that? So well, I guess one thing that's unique here is there's a lot of folks in a lot of different pockets, businesses, churches, the state, who are working together to really try and improve the system for young people in this situation.
So looking at the beginning for a child who's in foster care, how do they end up in the foster care system? I guess there are a number of reasons, but you know, how does a child end up in foster care?
Yeah. Carrie, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I can. So a child is brought into foster care when there's been evidence of abuse or neglect in the home that they're currently in. So they'll stay in a foster placement until they can find a permanent home or place for the child. So the goal would be reunification with a family member or adoption. And then also, as Eric had just already talked about, is that sometimes those aren't options for every young person. So that's where you get the term aging out of foster care. That's where that comes from, is once you turn 18, you're an adult. And so if you haven't been reunited with a family member and you haven't been adopted, that is your time to exit the system.
In a story that we got from Cedarville University, which you're well acquainted with, there were some thoughts that you had, and I'm hoping to hear those thoughts again from you, that you got a directive from God at one point, and it was, you know, pointing you in the direction toward what you're doing now. Can you share what that was, what God told you?
That really came after an event that really opened our eyes to the challenges that youth aging out of foster care were facing. So Kara had been a caseworker for Children and Family Services, and we kept learning about the needs of teens in foster care. And so eventually we signed up to be house parents at a group home, and immediately kind of we got there late one night, and the next day we were on caring for teens in care. And one of the young people that really grabbed our hearts, her name was Megan. Megan came into foster care at the age of 12. So before that, she had experienced all kinds of horrible abuse and neglect. And then between the ages of 12 and 18, she was in about 50 different foster care placements in Arkansas. So she bounced all over the state, different foster homes, group homes, facilities. And we did our best to keep up with her. We'd go visit her at family sessions. She'd come stay with us every now and then. But it was clear she was struggling in the system. Fast forward, it's the day before her 18th birthday, and she says, "Hey, you guys come wish me off tomorrow at the Greyhound bus stop." And we really didn't understand what she was saying or what to expect, but we showed up, and her caseworker pulls up. This is at the Greyhound bus stop. She's got Megan has one bag of clothes, one night's worth of her bipolar medications, and a one-way bus pass to go back to some family members that she hadn't seen since she came into foster care. And this really just was just shocking to us. It was alarming in a lot of ways. It's almost like we couldn't believe our eyes in terms of what was happening. But that's the moment and the time that God really used to grab our hearts, grab our attention, I think let us see what he was seeing. And so in that, the questions flowing through our minds were, man, where is the church in this? Almost in a self-righteous way, followed by this uncomfortable voice of like, "Hey, you are the church." And this question of, why isn't somebody doing something? Followed by that voice of, why don't you do something? And so we just couldn't pretend that we didn't see what we saw. And with those questions, we started talking with others, and they said, "Yeah, this is not necessarily an isolated incident." So, about 200 young people age out every year in Arkansas. Like you said, about 15,000 nationally. They all do it in different ways, different experiences. But it's a really challenging thing for a young person to enter adulthood like that. So, as we shared the story, more and more folks said that they wanted to help, and really, that's how Immerse came to be.
So the title, the name Immerse Arkansas, obviously the state we understand. The term Immerse, what does that mean in this case?
One of the things that we had seen as house parents and when care is working in the foster care system is that so many of these young people are isolated. That, one of their biggest challenges has to do with broken relationships or their relationships that they have. Like I mentioned earlier, the people in their life are paid to be there. So it's a very isolating thing. And we really wanted to build and create something where young people were immersed into the community. They're immersed into loving relationships. They're immersed into the church community, where they're, instead of being sometimes growing up behind a big fence or growing out in the country, really bringing them into community where they can connect with others, build a foundation, and step into adulthood while belonging to a community.
Now, you said that churches are involved. Would you say that what you do at Immerse Arkansas involves faith? Are you allowed to share one-on-one faith and pray with the kids and so forth?
Yeah, we do. We don't require that our young people ascribe to a certain faith or go to a certain church, but we create lots of invitations for them to know Jesus and come to understand God's love for them.
So, with someone coming into your organization receiving help, what would a typical first day be like?
So typically, a young person's going to show up for the first time at our youth center, where they'll walk in and be greeted by somebody who is anticipating that a young person is going to walk in need. And they'll get to know them, ask them some questions, try and understand kind of the level of need they're in, the level of trauma they've experienced, and then can go a whole lot of different directions. So we've always got food available. Young people can come in, take a shower, do laundry, take a nap, do whatever they need to do. and then also meet with a coach who's going to help them set goals and put a plan together, a therapist who's going to help them start on that healing journey. And then there they can get connected to our shelter, where if they need a safe place to stay, they can go there, or to our transitional living, where they can have, 12 to 24 months to get their feet under them and get into a job or an education. We're going to do our best to meet them right where they are, and then surround them with the support that they need to really put those key pieces of their life together, so they can enter adulthood successfully. Carrie, you had a recent conversation with a young lady, I think, who is coming to Immerse maybe for the first time, or just kind of becoming aware of what was available to her.
Oh, it's so true. Yes. I mean, from the very beginning, Richard, we have just seen God's hand and his strong arm just rise up and come to protect and provide for these young people. And it's just been amazing. But what Eric is referring to is just last week, or maybe it's 2 weeks ago now, is getting to pray with a young lady. And afterwards, we were just kind of discussing that prayer time, and then also what's going on with her. And with tears in her eyes, she said, "I am realizing that this was all for me, that everything that God has gone before me and has provided this for me, knowing I would need it." And she was exactly right. I mean, God's hand has been in this from the very beginning. It's been said that the strong arm of God that's talked about throughout scripture, I've heard it said that it's his rule in action. It's God's rule in human history. And man, we see it, and his rule is kind and compassionate. And we've seen him provide over and over again, financially, with all the people that Eric was just describing. Like, when a young person comes in, all the folks that work at Immerse are just amazing, just giving of themselves and have full hearts towards everyone who comes in, wanting to help. And then Eric also mentioned the unpaid folks that are so important to have in all of our lives, just those unpaid relationships. And so many people coming around and opening their hearts and opening their homes, wanting to be involved. I think that has been such a neat surprise in being involved at Immerse, is seeing his people and his provision, just and his heart, just come out towards these young people. It's really been amazing and beautiful.
With additional resources and, of course, guidance from God, what would you like to be able to do in the future?
Yeah, our real goal is to build what we call a broad, reliable pathway to healing available to every youth from crisis across the state of Arkansas. So right now we're mostly in central Arkansas, and we have young people that reach out to us and families that reach out to us from different parts of the state where this kind of help just isn't there. And our goal would be that young people in these situations, families who are raising teenagers in foster care who need this kind of support, would have it right there in their own community when they need it. So, at the end of the day, we really do want to make Arkansas a great place to be a teen in foster care or age out, and we're working and running toward that end with the help of a lot of people, and with God's help as well.
So, if someone would like more information, if they're listening or reading our story, where can they go to find out more, to come alongside, to learn about you, to help you if they want to?
Sure. Yeah, our website's the easiest place to go, immersearkansas.org. And there's ways to support financially on there, or to get involved with time, volunteering, mentoring, if folks are nearby. And then I would say, like we said earlier, this is a national, if not a global, challenge. So if this moves in somebody's heart, they're like, "Man, I think I have something to offer young people in this situation," and you don't know who it is in your community doing that, I'd just, search that online, find out who's helping youth aging out And then just come alongside them if it's mentoring or it's volunteering or giving or whatever that is, and jump in and be available to help these young people as they transition.
Okay. Eric and Kara, we thank you for helping us to understand what the situation is, what can be done, what is being done, and most of all, for sharing your faith and your hearts with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Richard.